Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Andermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. How is 2020 doing for you? Is it a good year? Many of us have been affected by COVID in one way or another. Maybe your business is suffering, maybe you've been forced to work from home, or maybe you can't visit your old loved ones. So in one way or another, I'm sure COVID-19 has affected you. And this episode is about dealing with tough times, dealing with setbacks. And to be honest, for me personally, 2020 has been one of the toughest years in a long time. So I had a lot of challenges, a lot of setbacks, and a lot of tough times. And I compiled a list of strategies and tools that I personally use to overcome these tough times. So that's what this episode is about. It's just me sharing strategies, tools, and tricks on how to deal with tough times. As I'm recording this, COVID is still spreading around the globe, and many countries are in maybe their second wave. And life is not that easy for many of us. In March of this year, I recorded an episode about how to deal with fear and worry. This episode got very popular, and I shared a lot of strategies on how to deal with this worry that a lot of people are experiencing right now. If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend you to go back and listen to that episode. And even if you have listened to it, I recommend you to listen to it again, because there's a lot of information in there that you can use in today's world. And after I recorded this episode, I had many interesting guests on this podcast, but I also experienced a lot of tough times. Even if it was tough when I recorded that episode, it's nothing to what the last couple of months has been. So yeah, I had to live up to what I'm teaching and really practice these tools that I'm sharing. So I'm going to share more tools today, and these tools I hope will help you wherever you are on the journey. But these tools are working for me, and if you implement them in your life, I'm sure they will work for you as well. And tough times. I mean, COVID-19 has affected so many of us. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people maybe have been sick with COVID, and it's maybe you've been locked down and you've been working from home, which is not easy. So yeah, it hasn't been so easy in 2020. For me, it started really well in January. I took a group from Dubai to Stockholm as a consultancy gig. We had a great time. So 2020 started really well. But then end of March, when the lockdown started to happen in Dubai, 1st of April, we were completely locked down in Dubai, and we couldn't go out, only if we registered ourselves on a website. And for me, that's when the business started to die out. Because I was quite happy, because I had many different sources of income at the time. I had maybe 10 different sources of income. I set it up like that because I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur, and for me, entrepreneurship is about building a nice lifestyle and also contributing to a better world. So I set it up like that. So I was kind of working with what I love doing, and I had set it up so I had several income streams. I was working with events, and I had a team that also was working with events that I recruited, and I also got some income from that team. I was doing team buildings, everything with groups of people, taking people out in the desert, in the Dubai, also taking groups to the beach and doing fun team building activities. I was doing my keynotes, especially about strategic tech coaching and how you can be happy in a rapid changing world. And I was doing some coaching. My websites, I had a couple of websites, and the biggest website was Destination, or I still have it, Destination Guide to Dubai. And on that one, I had a desert safari that I was promoting to Scandinavians that gave me extra income. So I had many different sources of income. And 1st of April, when the lockdown happened, all of those income streams died out, because they were all related to people, meeting people, gathering people, tourism, travel. And so suddenly I went from having a very good year to a very bad year financially. And that was okay. And the first model that I would like to share with you, that I also talked about in the episode about fear and worry, is the circle of influence. this thing that there are things that are inside of your control, there are things that you can influence, and there are things that are outside of your control. So what happened for me was that in April, when Dubai shut down and I realized I can't do my team buildings, I can't do my events, I can't do my speaking gigs, I realized that quite early on, of course. So I sat down with a piece of paper and I wrote down what I actually can do, what's inside of my control. And what was inside of my control is that I could do still coaching online over Zoom or Skype. I could interview more people for my podcast, and I could be on other people's podcast. So those were the three action steps that I took every day in April and May. And that led to a lot of interesting guests on the show. I had Richard Gordon, sports psychologist from US, a really cool guy. I had Kjell Enhager, which is one of the top coaches in Sweden. I had Thomas Eriksson, Surrounded by Idiots. He's a famous author from Sweden. So I had some amazing guests on the show thanks to this. So instead of complaining and like, oh shit, the world is falling apart, my business is just bad, and getting into a depression, I took out my circle of influence. I wrote down what's inside of my control, what can I influence, and what's outside of my control. And this is something that you should do as well. This is a very powerful model. So in April, May, I was that's what was my focus, and it went really well. So I was happy with that. End of May, my wife actually lost her job. My wife was working in the travel industry in Dubai, and the travel industry was, of course, heavily impacted by COVID and the lockdown. So yeah, suddenly my income was almost zero, and my wife also lost her job. So another setback. So more tough times. Here's the next model, or here's the next thought experiment that I need you to remind yourself if you're currently experiencing tough times. Discomfort is a sign of growth. Knowing that this is true can be a great relief. It allows you to be comfortable in your discomfort. So April, May, not much income from my side. End of May, my wife gets let go from her job. That was a lot of discomfort for both me and my wife. Again, a lot of things outside our control we can't do. Let go of that and focus on what we can do. And also be happy in the discomfort, knowing that when we overcome this, when we come out on the other side, we will come out stronger. So just knowing that is like gives you fuel. And instead of complaining, it gives fuel to action. So it's like, okay, we're having a really, really bad time now, but this is temporary. This is not forever. And I know, because I've been in tough times before, I know once I come out from those tough times, this will be a huge asset for me. I can even share it in my speaking gigs in the future. That was what I was thinking. I can even share it in future podcast episodes. That's what I was thinking in end of May. And that's what I'm doing right now, sharing these lessons from these tough times. So it's not easy, but knowing that when it's not easy, you're actually growing as a person. It's the same when you lift a weight. When it's heavy, when you're doing those last reps and it's heavy, that's when the muscle is growing. The trick with this is that same like when you lift weights, for the muscle to grow, you need to relax, rejuvenate, and recharge the batteries. Because if you constantly push your weights, push your muscles, eventually they actually start to deteriorate. The growth comes actually when you rejuvenate. So you need to remind yourself that, okay, I'm pushing myself, it's hard, I'm growing, that's good, but without proper rejuvenation, I might go crazy, or too much stress and your body will start to deteriorate, actually. So you need a lot of strategies to also rejuvenate. And for me, I'm very thankful for the mental training and for mindfulness meditations that I've incorporated in my daily routine. So what I did in April, May, June, July, the whole summer, I increased the amount of time I spend in doing meditation and mental training. And that's something that I recommend you to do as well, because yeah, when it's tough times, you need to rejuvenate. And actually, when I interviewed Professor Unestål, he's been three times on the podcast on previous episodes. I also recommend you to listen to those episodes. He says that if you're really stressed and you just go down and lay down on the sofa and think that you're actually recharging the batteries, or maybe you watch Netflix and you think you're recharging the batteries, you're actually not, because your mind is still going. So you need to have kind of like a focused attention on something. And mental training or meditation is perfect for that. So that's something that I increased. And for you as a listener, if you haven't got into meditation, this is the perfect time. If you're in a lockdown somewhere in Europe, or if you're in a lockdown in Europe, turn off the news a little bit and do a guided meditation. This is the time to learn this, because you need it more than ever. And if you're working from home or if you're sitting at home, you have time to do it. So easy. Yes, go to YouTube and search for guided meditations, or use one of these apps that I recommend before, like Calm, or there's many apps on meditations. Mental training, of course, is my preferred method that I really like. And this I can help you with if you're interested to learn more about this. I have a coaching program that includes mental training. So if you want to learn this modality, which is, I think, is even more powerful. But that's my personal view. Maybe I'm biased. But for me, this has such a huge impact on my life. If you want to learn more about that, you can just contact me. You go to Strategic Tech Coaching and click on the coaching, and then you'll learn more about those coaching practices there. So we talked about knowing that discomfort is a sign of growth, and once you come out stronger. So knowing this makes you stronger, and it's a fuel of action. So in your day-to-day, you need to practice letting go of the worry, focus, getting back to focus on what I want, and take daily action. So in May, June, after my wife lost her job, we actually decided, let's leave Dubai, let's move back to Sweden. We've been talking about this for a while. My mom had some health issues, so we wanted to be close to her. So we decided to leave Dubai, and I've been living in Dubai for 12 years, so this was a big step, you know. But yeah, we finally took that decision, and we decided to move back to Sweden. And of course, 12 years for me and 16 years for my wife, we had a lot of things. There was a lot of stressful moments during the whole move, the dealing with the paperwork, finding the going to the Swedish embassy. And yeah, I can do a whole episode about these adventures that I had, because yeah, there was lockdowns and every day there was new information coming up. So it was a very, very stressful time. But whenever I had the stressful times and started to worry, I said, now it's time to let go of worry, focus on what I want, and take the daily action. That's what you need to do if you are facing difficult times. Worry doesn't serve you. Worry is a signal that something needs to change, and you can change on what you're focusing on, or you can take some actions on and try to turn it around, basically. I also recommend you to experiment with different breathing techniques. This is also part of good rejuvenation. So if you want to relax, the best way is to actually breathe out slightly longer than you breathe in. So you take inhale, maybe count to four, and exhale on a count of eight. There's another protocol where you take a breathe in for a count of four, you hold for a count of seven, and then you relax, you breathe out on a count of eight. And this puts you in a more relaxing state. This is really powerful. And this is something you can do four of those breaths during the day, a couple of times during the day. When you realize that, okay, now I'm super stressed and I need to disconnect, then you use these breathing techniques. It's a good way of getting back into the now. Being mindful, being in the now helps you with, because all this fear, anxiety, I mean, if you read Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, all these fear, worries, and anxieties comes from either living in the future or living in the past. In the now, at this moment of time, there's nothing to worry about, actually. And breathing is a perfect way to get back into the present state. Another thing that we focused on in April and May was to laugh a lot. And thanks to Netflix and thanks to YouTube, you are in charge of what you're consuming. So we start watching Modern Family, which is a funny TV show. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend it. There's 10 seasons and we try to watch one episode every day. Last thing we do, we don't look at the news. We actually look at Modern Family. We laugh together. We have a lot of fun. And then we go to bed. Finish the day with laughter is beautiful. And there are studies showing this, that laughter boosts serotonin. And this is very good way of dealing with stress. So that's something else that I recommend you to do. Find something that makes you laugh and implement it so you do it every day. Another thing is to focus on what you have. Be grateful. If you're listening to this, means you have access to internet, you have either a phone or a computer to listen to this episode, and that means that you're better off than maybe a couple of billion people on this planet. There are billions of people that wish they were in your shoes. So even if you have tough times, there are always people that have it tougher than you, and you can be grateful for, I assume you're listening to this inside, you have a bed to sleep in, and probably food and all this. So there's a lot of things to be grateful for, and focus on that. What am I grateful for? Such a beautiful question that you need to ask yourself several times a day. So the setbacks didn't stop. The tough times for me didn't stop there. We came to Sweden in July. We started our new life here. My wife started to apply for jobs, and I started with my different projects, trying to build up my team building business here, something I built up over the years in Dubai. And now I kind of had to start from scratch. And of course, I was also hoping to do a lot of keynotes here in Sweden, but this market is pretty dead because of COVID-19. And even though Sweden is open and much better for entrepreneurs, it's still tough. Because, yeah, there are restrictions, it's recommendations from the government, and yes, for example, you should not meet more than 50 people, most people are supposed to work from home. So, yeah, there is not much happening also here in Sweden. So, yeah, the tough times didn't finish after we left Dubai, it continued here in Stockholm. And my mom's health, unfortunately, started to deteriorate more and more. And I've been very influenced by my mother. She worked with Happiness at Work in the 80s and 90s in Sweden. She did major projects in hospitals and companies and different government agencies. So, yeah, I grew up with her working with this, with different consultants and with the core purpose of improving everyone's happiness while working. So this is something that is very dear to my heart. And also my mom has been kind of a mentor for me because I'm now in a similar field. So in my corporate trainings and team buildings, I work with the same thing. It's all about improving happiness for people's happiness and engagement for people working. So she's been a kind of a mentor, even though she's been retired for a few years, she was still active in helping me with all these things. So it was very sad moments for me when I saw her getting more and more tired. And unfortunately, she left us last week, and she is now in heaven and continuing to spread happiness and joy in heaven. So this was another tough setback, of course, for me. And if you lost someone close to you, you know how hard that can be. So in the morning, like I had one principle when my mom was alive. And that was, as long as she is alive, I'm going to stay grateful for her being alive. So I went to visit her and I was not worried about her dying soon. I was happy that she was alive and I was happy that we could talk about fun memories. We could talk about old times. We can talk about, she came to Dubai to visit me many times. So we had beautiful conversations these last couple of months about all these nice memories. And after she passed away, I started with the mourning, the grieving process. And for me, that is a lot of working with the emotions and really letting the emotions out. So when my mother passed, I had 1 hour together with her where I could sit down and really let go of all the emotions inside. So just noticing the emotions, feeling them, and allowing them to be there, not fighting them down or not like, you know, trying to push them, allowing them to be there, and then eventually they start to leave your system. And then, so in NLP or like Tony Robbins, they talk about what you focus on. You have your emotions, your thoughts, and your actions, and all this is kind of connected. And in mental training, you also talk a lot about images, the images you visualize in your head. All these are kind of connected. So if you think about what you're grateful for, you create a happy emotions, and then your body language will change, and you can work with any of those. So in my case, in my grieving process, I want to get out as much as possible from my systems. I want to cry as much as possible. I don't want to hold it down. So I go into the emotion, I feel the emotion, I really, really cry a lot. And then I go into the thought. When I stop crying, I go into the thought and I start thinking about more memories that we had. And I start to think about that it's so sad that she's no longer with us. And I go back to the emotion and I let go out more and more and more. And this really helped me. And that hour that I had together with my mom really helped me. And now I'm just almost, I'm still in the grieving process, but I'm almost there where I'm actually focusing on all the fun times that we had together, all the lessons that she gave to me. She wrote two books, and these books are about happiness at work, and I'm going to continue to help as many people as possible get more happy, both as individuals and in their workplaces. So this is my mission. So this strengthens me, so gives me more courage to take action towards this, helping as many as possible to a happier life in times of rapid change. I'm just thankful for all these times that I had with my mother. And I'm still in the grieving process. As I'm recording this, we haven't done the funeral, so I still have a lot of emotions inside of me, but I'm working on getting all of it out. And once all is out, I'll go more towards positive, happy memories that we had together, lessons learned, and grateful for all those amazing times that we had. So that's something that you can do as well. If you had someone close by, practice this. Practice being in the emotion and really, really, you know, feeling it. And then after a while, you can take a breath and just allowing it to let go. I work with something called Sedona Method, which I talked about also in the fear worry episode. So if you want to learn about more about this, you can just search for Sedona Method. And he has a lot of ways to work with this, to allowing the emotions to be there and allowing to the emotions to pass through your system and let go of them. So it's very powerful. So yeah, these are some of the tools that I've been working with for me over these couple of months that have been extremely tough for me and my wife. Very, very tough times. But like I said in the beginning, I'm grateful for these tough times because I'm much stronger now. I'm thankful for the tough times. And that's a beautiful lesson. And I think that's something maybe that you can use as well. If you're currently experiencing tough times, try to let go of the worry, focusing on what you want, take action, and just remind yourself that, I go back to Jeff Thompson and his quote, "Discomfort is a sign of growth. Knowing that this is truth can bring great relief. It allows you to be comfortable in your discomfort. Jeff Thompson is a brilliant guy. I had him on the podcast this summer. I really recommend you to listen to that episode as well. He went through also some amazingly tough times and he came out much stronger. So new things that I'm working on, these team buildings that I've been doing in Dubai over the years, I have now converted to digital team buildings. And we also added another one, which is about boosting your energy. If you work from home, if you've been working home for a long time, it can sometimes be difficult to stay productive, stay energized, and stay focused. And also, maybe you miss, you know, you're having your colleagues and all this. So I have a new digital team building related to boosting your energy. And also, these team buildings from Dubai is also converted, so I can do them over Zoom. So if you're interested to know more about these digital team buildings, just send me an email, oscar@strategictechcoaching.com, Oscar with K, and I can send you some more information on how I can help your organization. Also, this energy boosting team building, I also have as a coaching program. It's either 3 weeks or 7 weeks. And the 7 weeks, we include mental training. In 3 weeks, it's just going to be a couple of tools and tricks to boost your energy. Because I think this is really needed in these tough times that we're experiencing around the world. So thank you so much for listening. As always, go to Instagram and follow the journey, Strategic Tech Coaching, and also YouTube you can search. And I have more tools and tricks from the Strategic Tech Coaching Toolbox, which is all about being happy in times of rapid change and distractions and new technologies. Staying happy and learning to be happy, even though the world is changing really fast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Andermo. We'll catch you next time.